There we
Yeah,
go.
great.
There we go. All right.
Yeah.
Welcome everyone to the SIPFO board meeting, Board of Trustees meeting. It is July 10th, 2026. I'm Marlo Oak, State Treasurer and Chair of the Board. And let's just quickly have the trustees who are present introduce themselves, starting with the Vice Chair.
Long Choi, trustee present.
Rocky Patel, trustee present.
And anyone else? Okay, I believe that constitutes a quorum, so we will proceed. Let's see who else. Let's have everybody else introduce themselves, starting with Liz.
Yeah, Liz Mumford, director of the advocacy office.
And
Amy
anybody
Holmes.
else that's not from SITFO?
It looks like Matthias Bauer is an attendee from RVK, but everybody else is from SITFO.
Okay. All right, let's just briefly have the SITFO folks want to introduce yourselves.
Randy Cornaby, SITFO.
Peter Madsen, SITFO.
Jess Rowe, SITFO.
Ryan Kulig, SITFO. And then we also have Angelique from SITFO and Oliver from SITFO as attendees as well.
Great. All right. Welcome, everybody. Anybody else that's joined? I think we, nope, looks like we have the same amount. Okay, let's turn the, I guess I'll turn the time over to Peter.
Thank you for that. And thanks for everyone for making the time for this ad hoc meeting. This is, a narrow agenda item, or, there's just one agenda item, but represents a lot of work, mainly that Ryan Rainey, trustees Bong Choi, and Mark Sidaway have put in. And just for the, we wanted to go through the slides as briefly as we can, to make sure that this important public, this decision's available for the public, the rationale, the evidence. And with that, I'll turn it over to Ryan and Rainey.
Thanks, Peter. So the Compensation Committee has been meeting diligently since the beginning of January. They engaged McLagan as an independent consultant and compensation data provider. The ultimate goal of the committee is to ensure staff compensation remains within market and competitive in order to attract and retain qualified and capable stewards of trust fund assets. The compensation study is managed through a fiduciary lens to ensure peer groups and ranges are prudent and considered relative to the agency's mission. I just want to take a moment to make sure that I thank the Compensation Committee, Trustees Choi and Sidaway, Treasurer Oakes, Rainey, and the rest of staff and the coordination efforts here. It's been very productive. As Peter noted, this is an important public decision, and so we wanted to briefly highlight the work the committee has done in the following slides. And so I'll turn it over to Rainey on that.
So in the last 15 years, SITFO has over doubled in assets under management. And in fiscal year 2026, we distributed record distributions of $143 million to 11 beneficiaries. The portfolio, or as SITFO has grown and evolved, so has the portfolio diversification and the portfolio complexity, which has increased operational and staffing needs. Even as SITFO has grown and evolved holistically, we've done a great job meeting our performance metrics. We've increased our distributions to beneficiaries. Our fund performance is up, and our volatility is below the target, which is excellent. The one metric where we are not performing is in staff turnover, which is quite high. The median tenure for CITFO staff is approximately 2 years, which is about half of what you would expect for an institution within finance, and it's about a third of what you would expect for a state government agency, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So, as you can see, this is our median tenure is quite low. Our average time to hire is also quite long. It's over double the time to hire for the comparable industries of finance and government at about 100 days. So with this high churn and long time to hire, our tenured employees are particularly bearing the cost, and they are compensating for this high churn and working extra overtime, and unable to take leave. And you see this in that over the last 5 years, about three employees have lost close to 2,000 hours of leave, so about 1.8 thousand hours. This is a lot of leave, and one of the employees who lost a large chunk of this leave has since left CITFO. 12 individuals have left CITFO in the last 5 years. This number is higher than CITFO's average headcount over the same time period. Compensation is a number one reason cited for leaving CITFO. The majority of people who've left in the last 5 years have cited compensation as a primary or contributing factor for leaving. And for those who haven't, some of those candidates may not have been the strongest long-term fit for the role. In certain cases, compensation constraints may have limited our ability to attract and secure candidates who are more closely aligned with the position and potentially more likely to remain with CITFO over time. So according to general human resource heuristics, our departures just in the last 2 years have cost the beneficiaries about $1.4 million. But for investment allocators like CITFO, true attrition costs likely exceed standard benchmarks, which is driven by downstream impacts on investment decision making, performance, and organizational continuity. A lack of ability to retain talent has the potential to negatively impact the performance of the organization in the future. High churn or the loss of a key person, if that even impacted fund performance by 10 basis points, which is a modest estimate, it would cost the beneficiaries $4.6 million. CITFO has a history of strong fiduciary responsibility and broadly conservative spending when we compare ourselves with peer institutions. Historically, we consistently spend around 12 basis points on our expenses, and based on our size, you would expect us to come in closer to 16 basis points. While self-funded, we face the constraints of a government agency, and it takes us 18 months for the comp data and the comp research to be factored into our salary ranges, which is quite a long time. And meanwhile, we compete with both the public and private sectors for talent. We've had employees, the majority of employees who've left, go into the private sector. Ranges in 2023 were set up somewhat inconsistently relative to the peer group. And if you fast forward to today, all individuals at CITFO are making below the 25th percentile relative to our peer group. And many employees couldn't make higher than the 25th percentile, even if they were maxed out at their ranges.
Thanks, Rainey. I think that paints a pretty good picture of the situation that we're dealing with and kind of the struggle we've faced in meeting the only failing performance metric that we report on. And so, in consideration of these factors, the compensation committee is recommending the ranges as presented here on this slide, slide 25. They are based on a peer group of public pensions less than 25 billion in AUM. And then we also added back in a local peer of URS, Utah Retirement System. So they are included in that peer group. And then it also includes private endowments, foundation, and corporate plans with AUM less than 25 billion. The maximum of these ranges, as you see on the column, three columns from the right, the maximum of that range is set using a blend of 75% of the 75th percentile of the public peer group and 25% of the 50th percentile of the private peer group. And the minimums of the range, which is two columns to the left of that maximum, are set at 50% of the maximum. And I wanted to highlight, back the slide, I think it's one slide before, Rainey, if you can go back there. Yeah. So as you can see, or even the slide before is more, paints a better picture. As you can see, actuals, the blue dots, are rarely, unless, there's strong performance of individual contributors, rarely hit the maximums across the salary ranges. And so I wanted to highlight that compensation isn't automatically adjusted to the new range. So, for example, if we're paying somebody at the max of their current range, they don't automatically get adjusted to the max of the new range. Management maintains the authority to compensate, but is an important consideration that we compensate within our fiduciary responsibilities. And so, with that, we're happy to answer any questions. But effectively, these proposed salary ranges on slide 25 are the proposed ranges from the Compensation Committee.
Great. Thank you, Ryan. Any questions from the board?
No, look, I just want to thank Ryan and Rainey in particular for spending so much time and effort putting all this data together. It's been very illuminating. So I appreciate all the hard work.
Thank you, Trustee Choi.
Liz, did you have anything?
Yeah, I just appreciate the rigor of this process. As the beneficiary representative, I'm newer in my role, but have watched and dug into these numbers and the ranges that have been proposed. And we appreciate the impact on CITFO's ability if there's a continued pattern of non-retention. So appreciate the rigor and the effort that was meant to put the right peer groups together and do this evaluation.
Thank you.
If just add one more comment, just in that I think this is sort of the third time we've done a study like this. A second time with since Treasure Oaks, and I think Mark Sidaway were probably the only two trustees who were here at that time when we first did it. And I think we're in a really good place now where I think we have a formula. That's I think we've had really good collaboration across the trustees and with the compensation consultant and staff, and I think we have a really good formula or methodology that up on the top of this slide it says is repeatable, and I think that's a nice it for me anyway. That's a nice position to be in that I think we've kind of solved for. that we don't have to recreate the wheel, hopefully in the future. I mean, it's, time will tell, but that's kind of my expectation, and I appreciate that there was some back and forth that kind of got us to this, some patience as well as some back and forth. So thanks to Treasurer Oaks and Troy, Trustees Troy and Sidway again.
Great, thank you. If there are no other comments, I will entertain a motion.
Yeah, I'd move to approve the recommended plan.
Second.
Okay, any question on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that motion passed unanimously. Thank you. Anything else besides adjournment?
Very grateful for everyone's patience and support. It's much appreciated.
Yes, thank you. Thank you all for the collaboration. It's greatly appreciated.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for your patience with my travel schedule and other items that I needed to go through. So thank you all. And with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Do I have
Second.
a second?
Second.
And all in favor say aye.
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 And we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you
Thanks,
all.
everyone.
Thanks,
Thank
everyone.
you.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.